Okay, so we'll start with excerpt number 22 from Rabash, article number 6, Love of Friends. The purpose of creation is not necessarily for a select group. Rather, the purpose of creation belongs to all creations without exception. It is not necessarily the strong and skillful or the brave people who can overcome. Rather, it belongs to all the creatures.
Again, continue.
We'll continue to excerpt number 23 from Rabash, article 267. Man was created in the Torah. It is known that the purpose of creation is to do good to his creations. For this reason, in nature has been imprinted in man that he will want to receive pleasure for his own delight. This is called the evil inclination. As is written, for the inclination of man's heart is evil from his youth. It is called evil inclination because by wanting to receive pleasure, a person becomes removed from the real pleasure because he has no equivalence of form. However, through the Torah, he will have a correction where through the Torah, it will be possible for him to receive the real pleasures. As our sages said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice. The spices, as our sages said, I wish they left me and kept my Torah, for the light in it reforms them. It therefore follows that the Torah has the power to reform a person, referring to the evil within man, meaning the will to receive, that it will work in order to bestow. In this manner, he will have dvikut, adhesion, and will be able to receive the real pleasures and will not be considered a receiver. Thus, through the Torah, it'll be possible to sustain man in this world, for the Torah will reform him. This is the meaning of, let us make man, which they explained, I and you will establish him in the world. That is, from the Creator comes the will to receive, and from the Torah comes the desire to bestow. And from those two, man will be able to exist in the world. And that is, through those two, he will be able to receive abundance, yet remain in Vekut. Let's continue. Yes.
Okay, so we are going to excerpt number 24. It is from Zohar Lam, Introduction to the Book of Zohar, on the night of the bride. The complete benefit and the great measure that he had contemplated for us is only in bestowal, which is pleasure without any boundary and limitation. But reception for oneself is limited and highly restricted because of the satiation promptly puts out the pleasure. It is written, the Lord has made everything for his own purpose, meaning that everything that occurs in the world was created from its inception only to bestow contentment upon him. Thus, people engage in worldly affairs in complete contrast to how they were initially created, since the Creator is saying, the whole world was created for me. As it is written, the Lord has made everything for his own purpose, and everything who is called by my name I had created for my glory. And we say the complete opposite because we're saying the whole world was created only for us. We want to devour all the abundance abundance of the world into our belief, into our bellies, for our own delight and for our own glory. Thus, it is no wonder that we are still unworthy of receiving His complete benefit. For this reason, His guidance of good and evil has been prescribed for us, with guidance of reward and punishment, for they are interdependent, because reward and punishment result from good and evil when we use the vessels of reception contrary to how they were created. We necessarily sense evil. Okay, so going to excerpt number 25, Rabash. Rabash, Article 13, what is the people's shepherd is the whole people in the work. He must believe in the sages who said that the purpose of creation is to do good to his creations. When a person begins to examine creation with his eyes, meaning which form of good and doing good, he sees that the creatures are receiving from him. The opposite view appears to man. He sees that the whole world suffers from torments, and it is hard to find one person who can say that he feels and sees how his guidance is in the form of good and doing good. In that state, when he sees a dark world and he wants to believe above reason that the Creator behaves with the world in private providence as good and doing good, he remains standing on this point, and all kinds of foreign thoughts come into his mind. Then he must overcome above reason that providence is good and does good. At that time, he receives a need for the Creator to give him the power of faith, that he will have the strength to go above reason and justify providence.